Nidorim, Perek Vov, Mishnah Zayin. Anoidim min Ayayin. What's included in Yayin? And this is taka, sometimes a good neder to take. The same way a nozer is noidim min Ayayin. If a person needs it, being noidim min Ayayin, maybe it's a davar kosher. What's included? Mutter b'tavshel sheyesh b'tam Yayin. He has grape-flavored ices, or he has grape-flavored kugel. So that's okay. That's not Yayin. Can understand that. When a person is being noidim in a yayin, what he means is the drink called yayin. He means strong drink. He's not being noidim from the flavor. A nozer, by the way, is yeah also in all grape flavors v'chule. Omar koinim yayin zeh she'eni toyim. If he says yayin zeh, so if he's answering this wine, so he's not answering all strong drink, he's answering this. Then anything that has a tam of this thing, v'nofal of tavshul, if it falls into a dish, im yesh bei benois in tam, hareza osa. The Mishnah speaks it out. If it's benois in tam, that's when it's called that it has it. Now, one could argue, one could say, that if he's noider, lav davka legabi machol sasus, l'moshel yav yayin nesach, falls into a tavshul, so I understand, there's bitl b'tam. Yayin nesach is a good question whether it's bottle b'shishin. Those are sugis in avay dezora. Could be that avay dezora asus b'mashuhu. But as far as machol sasuris is concerned, l'moshel, if it was made of, okay, or lo also lav dafka shishim, or lo and klayim, you need more. You need meyim masayim. Truma also you need meyim masayim. So most cases of yayin that's also is not going to be batal b'shishim. But any machol sasuris which is batal b'shishim, that's called al pi halacha, not just that it doesn't aser, that's called it's not there, which is what we explained before. Legabe bittel of min shaloi b'minoi. It's only min b'minoi which has a different dynamic, the way we explain the gabi din of davash yesh l'matir. Hanoi d'mino anovim, if somebody asks himself more grapes, mutter b'yayin. Grapes are grapes, wine is wine. Min ha-zeisim, mutter b'shem, same idea. Om ha-koinom zeisim anovim elu, these, she'en itoyim, osu b'hem, k'yoytsu b'hem. So then, since he's asking these, so anything that's yotzah mehem, even if it's not exactly, it's not a grape, it's not an olive, but it's yotzah mehem, that would also be also. You look at the Taisis Yom Tov over here, the Gemara has a suffix, if it could be, we just said the loshen of koinem zeisim vanovim elu, since he says these, so even the yotzah mehem is also. It could very well be that zeisim vanovim elu are also. Or if he says zeisim vanovim she'eni toyim, why do you have to say she'eni toyim? If he's asking zeisim vanovim l'chori, he means he can't eat or drink them. So the eni toyim would mean also a tesefes dvarim to tell you also b'hem u'kiyotze b'hem. It sounds like we paskin l'chumra that both are included. Mishnah Ches hanoidim in atmorim mutim midvash tmorim. Stam dvash is dvash dvorim that comes from bees, but there is dvash tmorim. The Torah refers to tmorim as dvash. Ed zeh shemenu dvash, the Torah calls them pashas ekev. Mis sisvonios. Sisvonios are grapes, but they're not fully developed grapes. They come out off-season. The flavor is different. Mutter b'choymetz sisvonios. They're roi lachilo, but more than that, they're used mostly to produce choymetz, to produce vinegar, which is really sour grapes. So the chiddush over here is that sisvanios, really all they're produced for is only chaymetz sisvanios. Afil ha'achi, chiddush, they say sisvanios means only the sisvanios themselves, not the product of it, which is the chaymetz sisvanios. Over here, the product is much more shaykh to the zak itself. Reb Yehuda ben Beseiro oimer, kol sheshem tel ladetoy kruya lo v'noide imenu. Anytime you have a fruit where the product that's produced from it doesn't have a different name. L'moshel, when we talk about grapes, and we talk about yayin, we don't call that anovim. Everybody understands that wine is made from grapes, but wine is wine. So we see wine is something else. Shemen is something else. It's not a zayis. A zayis is a zayis, shemen is shemen. So there we understand that hanoidim and anovim, mina zeisim, he means only the grape and the olive, not the wine and the oil. But over here, the name Dvash Tamarim is not called Stam Dvash. It's called Dvash Tamarim. So that's included in Tamarim. Chaymetz Sisvanios is not called Chaymetz. It's called Chaymetz Sisvanios. Memela, the Shem Teladita, the name of the source of it, is part of the name. So then that's part of when he says tomorrow, the dvash tomorrow. When he says sisvanias, he means also the chaim sisvanias. So then, according to Abiyud Ben Maseir, also even by the dvarim hayoytzei menu, the chaim hold not that way. Now the simple reading is v'chaim matirim, that's the Tanakhama. The Gemara always asks this type of Mishnah, that what were the chachom matirim? You have a Tanakhama, where it says muti b'dvash tmar, muti b'chaim tzisvani. So Abiyud Ben Maseir oimer, he's clearly arguing. Whenever you have a Tana, oimer means he's arguing. V'chaim matirim, why do you have to reiterate what the Tanakhama said? So clearly there's a third shita here. What's this third shita? You look at the Rav brings like this. The Tanakhama holds, like we said, that Sisvonios and Tomorrow are only Sisvonios and Tomorrow, not the Dvash and the Chomitz HaYotze Mehem. The Chachomim are Matir the Sisvonios Atzmon, because Sisvonios Atzmon are not eaten, they're sour grapes. Sisvonios are only useful to produce Chomitz. So when a person says Sisvonios, he means the Chomitz. But when he says tomorrow, tomorrow could be eaten. So dvash tomorrow, manat bechlal tomorrow. That means he doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira that anything sheshem telad tekriya olov is bechlal. But he does hold that the chaimitz will be also not also Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, but more because sisvanius. Why would a person be asking sisvanius? The stomach of sisvanius is chaimitz. It seems like there's another girsa over here. The Rav brings another pirish, but it doesn't stem with our girsa that doesn't have in the Tanakama, the loshen of sisvanias muti b'chaim sisvanias, and then the way to read it would be anoy the me'atvar muti b'dvash tvarim. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir of shem teladatoi v'chom matim the chachom mamati both. But again, we have it in our Mishnah already saying chaim sisvanias. Samuel doesn't stand with that gives. Mishnah test anoy the me'ayin. The other products that you call wine, they're generally not referred to bestomius as wine. Yain is yain, yain from grapes. Yain tapuchim, a person can make apple wine, but that's not stomius. Mina shemen, mutu b'shemen shum shemen. Again, there's a type of oil, vegetable oil, coconut oil, v'chule, but that's not shemen. Namala shemen is shemen from zeisim. Torah refers to it as such, zeis shemen udvash. So look, mina dvash, muti b'dvash tomorrow. Stam dvash, even though the Torah uses the word dvash, when talking about the fruit called tomorrow, that's not the regular dvash. The regular dvash is dvash of bees. The dvash tomorrow is a specialty item, and there you would have to say dvash tomorrow. Mina choymetz, muti b'choymetz sisvanias. Before we had a back and forth about the stomius of sisvanius may be being the choymitz, because that's what it's useful for. Otherwise, the sisvanius are not used. But the stam choymitz does not come from sisvanius. Normal, better quality, or the regular quality choymitz is produced from wine that goes sour. It's produced that way, not from grapes that are not royally to be used. Minak creation. Creation is like a leek. Muta bekaplutois. It's a type of crazy. It's much bigger. It's not the stam. It's not the stam creation. Mina yorok. Muta biyarkus hasode pnei shoshem levai. What's yorok? Vegetables. What's yarkus hasode? Yarkus hasode are things that grow wild. Not we're not talking about your regular garden type of cucumbers, peppers, tomatoes. Yarku Sasod is not Yorok, it's a Shem Levai. Shem Levai means that it's a... We mean to say the wild produce of fields. We use the word Yerek because that's natural growth, things that grow from the ground. That's not Betz in the name.